Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Deep Purple and More, recorded April 4th, 2014, at Royal Albert Hall in London, England. This concert is a memorial to John Lord, keyboard player and one of the founding members of Deep Purple.
So good to see you, I must say. Welcome to the Albert Hall. My name is Bob Harris, and I'm honored to be your host for this evening. What we know is going to be an incredible night. We are celebrating the life and music of John Lord. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this with us. And it's an amazing moment for me, I must say. I started in the music industry at just about the time that Hush hit the charts. You know, obviously, Whistle Test and Deep Purple were deeply entrenched together. But much more than that, and particularly during the last few years, John and I became very, very good friends. It's funny, I realized that as well as being a great musician, he was really a truly inspiring man. His work reflected a creative brilliance I think very few have matched. He had a dignity and an awesome reserve of quiet strength, which I personally found massively inspiring. If ever a name suited a person, in my opinion, Lord is it. Because John was elegant, he was lordly. He was a true gentleman, he really was. I think he was a powerful presence in the world, and your presence here tonight, you know, is an obvious demonstration of exactly that. So, before we begin, I'd like to introduce to you a couple of very, very special people who would like to come out, first of all, and say a few words. So, if you would, please welcome Ian Pace and Vicky Lord.
Just like to say a few words, and I think you need to listen. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no words that can truly express my love and gratitude to Jackie, my sister, her family, and Emmy and Kat at the Sanford Jam, who've created this celebratory evening of John's musical life. It is your love for John that made tonight happen. To Paul Mann, I would like to thank you for your tireless dedication in bringing together John's classical compositions. Because of your deep and shared love of classical music, you were able to do this. To all the amazing musicians and friends of ours who have given their time freely for this evening, God bless you. God bless you. And this is the hard one. And lastly, but not least, to John's fans, I would like to share with you the effect that all your messages of love and support had in that last year of his life. They moved him deeply. John spoke many times of the love you all brought to his heart. Thank you. Let's begin to celebrate with John, who I am sure is with us tonight in spirit. Thank you.
Let the music begin, I think, and you can see the wonderful orchestra assembled behind me, and I'd first of all like to introduce you to the conductor of the orchestra this evening, Mr. Paul Mann. We have a pretty good house band as well that I'll introduce to you one by one. First of all, Nigel Hopkins. Then Riggs Wickens. Mr. Murray Gold. Mr. Neil Murray. Mr. Jerry Brown. And of course the orchestra. Ladies and gentlemen, let the music begin.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining the orchestra and musicians on stage, please welcome Steve Balsamo, Anna Phoebe, and Nikki Moody.
As life stretched out, so undesigned, I paid the mystery no mind. All those years ago, my pilgrim heart was shown. The seven seas, so deep and wide, brushed the stars aside. The inner sun was our plateau.
Thank you. Give me heroes, give me sunshine, give me rain, give me life, your love lies in me. Memories so hazy, dreams are growing. Give me down, give me sunlight, give me rain, and give me smile with eyes like rain. My father and my mother, my sisters and my brothers. Picture
thank you. Say a few words. And firstly, I'd like to say that song Pictured Within was a very personal song for John, because it's all about his family, his mother, his father, his sisters, his brother, and of course about his wife Vicky and the whole thing. But it's been a real honor for me to sing this song, and thank you, John. And also, all the musicians here tonight are kind of family, you know. We've been around a long time and everybody kind of knows each other. I once had the very dubious pleasure of playing guitar and singing and playing the King Arthur Suite at Wembley with Rick Wakeman, master musician. But he's a real practical joker, you know. And I don't read music, so we had some fun on that gig. Rick, the master musician, and me couldn't read a note, you know, but I had all the stuff written down, you know, in my own way. So I've been given the job to introduce, bring the band back, all the people I know, you know, Mickey Moody, all the guys in the band, and the master, Rick Wakeman.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage a truly wonderful vocalist, Margot Buchanan.
Sweet smell of roses. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Robert Kirk. Thank you.
Life is about light. Our light is what separates us from the inanimate. The energy that we use to power our lives originates from the sun. And from birth to death, we sustain ourselves by the continuous consumption of condensed sunlight in the form of food. And we now know that all living cells emit light, albeit at an intensity about 1,000 times less than that which we can see with the naked eye. We also know that there are people in this world who emit more light than others. John Lord was such a person. And of course, he illuminated these hallowed halls several times during the last half century. And while tonight we honor John's music, Vicky has asked me to say a few words about the fellowship that's inaugurated tonight in John's name, the John Lord Fellowship. After John's diagnosis with pancreatic cancer, just a month after his last gig here in the Albert Hall, the summer of 2011, John made clear that he wanted more to be done about cancer. He particularly wanted to see others benefit from non-pharmaceutical approaches that he used in conjunction with targeted chemo that he found so valuable. He wanted to see the prioritization of types of research and education that weren't getting much of a look-in from the big cancer charities or the major research institutions working on cancer. These are things we know can make a great deal of difference to people's quality of life. They include looking more closely at holistic, biologically compatible approaches and how these can be better integrated into the most innovative elements of mainstream oncology and medicine. In recognition of this, our dear friend and colleague, Professor of Cancer Biology at Imperial College London, Professor Mustafa Janjas, decided there'd be no better way of making John's vision a reality than establishing a fellowship in his name. And with just enough funds put aside from the last Sunflower gig, we're so proud tonight to announce, in conjunction with the Sunflower Jam and Professor Janjas, the launch of the John Lord Fellowship. As a tribute to John, the first year's research will specifically focus on integrative medical approaches to the treatment and prevention of pancreatic cancer. For those who'd like to support the work of the John Lord Fellowship from 2015 and beyond, please make contact with the Sunflower Jam. You'll find contact details on the website. Between us, I have no doubt that we can help ensure that the John Lord Fellowship is able to make John's vision of a healthcare system that includes more balanced, more empathic, more effective, and more accessible approaches to cancer treatment and prevention a reality for many. Thank you.
when the present has latched its postern behind my tremulous stay, and the May month flaps its glad green leaves like wings, delicate filmed as new-spun silk, will the neighbors say, he was a man who used to notice such things? If it be in the dusk, when, like an eyelid soundless blink, the dewfall hawk comes crossing the shades to alight upon the wind-warped upland thorn, a gazer may think, to him, this must have been a familiar sight. If I pass during some nocturnal blackness, mothy and warm, when the hedgehog travels furtively over the lawn, one may say, he strove that such innocent creatures should come to no harm, but he could do little for them, and now he is gone. If, when hearing that I have been stilled at last, they stand at the door, watching the full-starred heavens that winter sees, will this thought rise on those who will meet my face no more? He was one who had an eye for such mysteries. And will any say, when my bell of quittance is heard in the gloom, and the crossing breeze cuts a pause in its outrollings, till they rise again as they were a new bell's boom, he hears it not now, but used to notice such things.
Intermission, maybe about 15 or 20 minutes, and then we're going to rock. You ready to go? Beautiful evening. I really truly believe that this kind of evening is exactly what the Royal Albert Hall was built for. And you know, we hear a lot and we talk about the community of musicians here, but tonight that is absolutely the case. The camaraderie and bumping into everybody backstage is a fantastic atmosphere. I really hope that you're enjoying the evening, and the second half is just about to start. And I'm going to introduce somebody that has been on this stage many, many times through the years. I think probably the first time in the early 1960s. He was here for the concert for George. I don't know whether any of you were here for that. It was an absolutely magical night. And he rounded off the evening with the most beautiful version of I'll See You in My Dreams, with all the flower petals coming down. And, in fact, I was on the stage here to introduce his 50th anniversary concert here a few years ago. He's one of my best friends, and it's such a pleasure to welcome to you Joe Brown.
What a wonderful venue. As Bob said, I've played at the Albert Hall many, many times when I was younger. That's to say, not in it, at it, from across the road there. But tonight is very special because I know the Lord's family and they've been very good to me. I just explained, the first time that I met John, I went to his house and he always greeted me the same way. Glass of champagne, dear boy. And I thought, this cannot be a keyboard player with a heavy rock band. But he did, he had a wonderful family. John's father and mother, Miriam, she was a lovely lady, and John's dad, Reg, we got on like a house on fire because Reg knew all the old musical songs. He used to say, well, I've just got a song here for you, Old Woods Woodwork. And he'd go through all these songs which I'd never heard. And as to John's immediate family, I've got to say this, they were so kind to myself and my late wife, Vicky. When Vicky was diagnosed with cancer, they took her in, they looked after her while I was away on tour, and I will be forever grateful for that. And I do love the opportunity of coming up here and saying something nice about you. Well, when I first moved into the Henley-on-Thames area, there was a load of let me tell you something, I brought the price of bloody property down. But, you know, in those days there was great musicians that lived around there. Most of all have either moved away or passed away. And the latter being our dear John, George Harrison, Gary Moore, loads of other guys around there. There's nobody left around there now except me. I must say this, of all his friends and everyone that knew him, I'm sure, in the words of George Harrison, he will always remain my sweet Lord. That's about all I've got to say, except I'd like to thank Albert for the use of the hall and introduce you to Paul Weller. A couple of songs from John's first band, or I think it was his first band from the 60s, called The Artwoods. And,
I'm not lonely, baby. You're always around.
grateful weather, everybody. And another all-star lineup about to take the stage. Please welcome Phil Campbell, Bernie Marsden, Ian Pace, and Nick Farr.
Telephone is blowing and I'm I never actually got to meet John Lord. I just got in the back door here on this stage tonight. I'm lucky to be here. I do have the privilege now of introducing two folk I do know and I have met on my journey, and who were quite important to John. I know that. Mr. Steve Balsamo and Sandy Tom.
The windmill going round.
First of all, would you welcome Glenn Hughes? Thank you.
Thank you. Please for Ian Pace, a friend of mine. I actually lived with Ian here. I was only 21 years old. I was asked to join this wonderful band called Deep Purple Mark III, which this very day I'm really, really happy to say that it was a really extremely emotional time for me, musically and offstage. But things happened in that band which helped me to become somewhat of the man I am today. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you so much, John. Thank you for driving all the way to the West Midlands to meet my mum and dad and their only child, wrapping your arms around them, as you did to me and my friends. We're all gawping at you. And you never changed. You taught me how to live when I couldn't live for myself. You helped me how to do things when things were difficult. And we shared celebration of life. We shared laughter. Laughter was a huge thing for me and John. Love laughter. We choose happiness and we can choose life. And before I sing this song, John and I were recording with Ian, David, and Richie in Musicland Studios in August of 75. And we'd been recording, and the guys to dinner, and John and I went back to the studio just to mess around, and he started to play this minor 9, major 7 chords, and it brought something up in me that needed to come out that night. So I'm going to sing a song that John and I wrote together. It's the only song we ever wrote together, completely together. And it's special. Thank you.
It's a crying. so much. So, next band, he knows who it is. I've got no idea, of course. I haven't been here all day. But I can tell you that when I was 15 years old and I heard this band through somebody's bedroom wall, and I knocked on the door and I said, who the fuck is that? And then I sort of went down into the bike shed, so I went, ah! I went, blimey, I can scream just like him. Except I couldn't, not quite. And then I decided that I wanted to be a drummer. Mainly because of the bloke who was the drummer. And then I discovered that I couldn't be a drummer either. Not really. Not as good as him. And the one phrase that confused me as a young adolescent 15-year-old was a quote from John Lord, who in later life I got to know and got drunk with a few times and was a splendid chap. But I was a little bit unsure when I read, I think the sound of Deep Purple has a hell of a lot to do with my organ. Oh shit, I've given it away. What's the prize? Bob?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have two final words to add to the evening, and they are Deep Purple.
feeling it's got to be 20 foot tall. And the man standing high. Up on a hill, close to the sky, I'm gonna get you to stay. And the man walking tall. Oh, 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 it's good to be king. Yes, it's good to be king. The carriage is waiting to take you away. Remember the feeling, remember the day.
Concerto album. We sat in the stalls, and later on, after the final dress rehearsal, we went for a bite to eat. Everyone was a bit nervous, so we had some pasta and a little place around the corner, and some Chianti. And there had been, you may have read at the time, a little bit of antipathy on both sides towards the project, and. But here we were about to do it, and John said to me very quietly over a glass of wine, he said, Ian, he said, oh, I wonder if you've given any thought to the lyrics for the second movie. I said, well, as you know, John, I was going to sort of improvise, but I've thought better of it, and so I scribbled a few notes down on this napkin, and which I put in my pocket. And as we came to the second movement, I moved across, and John looked at me with a sort of worried look on his face, and I pulled the napkin out of my pocket and put it on the rostrum, and he looked across and went. And that was the way it went. And now, this is especially for our beloved John. It's, if you wouldn't mind just keeping very quiet at the beginning, because there's a new intro, and it's called Above and Beyond. Thank you.
Thank you. say, stupid. You don't want no money, you don't want no bread. If you're drowning, you clutch no straw. If you're drowning, you clutch no straw. Wanna cry, don't wanna be no more. No.
Thank you. Frank Price.
Thank you.
Hey. All right, okay. I didn't get a list. I got an idea what we're doing, but as he said, in which order? This is it's from the 80s, and it's called Perfect Strangers.
Thank you. to flow together. A thousand oceans I have flown.
Thank you.
much. Unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you. That's great. All right.
Okay, see if I can remember this one. You might as well stay standing up, I think, for this one. All right.
Thank you.
so much.
Thank you. voices for all the right reasons here, Tom. You sent some fantastic vibes down, and we all know why we're here. So thank you very much. We love you. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Obviously, we're all here for John, but we would like to just make a special thanks to Mr. Winksy here, who put a bunch of rock musicians and organised them into a coherent hole, which is it's about 10 foot deep, actually, but never mind.
We just listened to Deep Purple and More, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall in London, England, April 4th, 2014. And this was a memorial concert for John Lord. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.